With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The issue was in doubt for 5 years before the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Nation magazine infringed on the copyright of the memoirs of former President Ford by printing excerpts several weeks before the book's publication date. The Nation, whose editor is Victor Navasky, was ordered to pay Harper and Row $12,500 in damages. Writer Calvin Trillin is a columnist for The Nation.
We've all been worried with that judgment, which doesn't sound like a lot to most people. I mean, in fact, it was obvious when they first did it, suing Navasky for $12,500 in an era when an unfairly dismissed busboy wouldn't think of suing for less than $1 million was trying to make him out to be not just a thief, but a small-time thief.
Calvin Trillin, who says he only writes for The Nation because it's the closest magazine to his house, has stayed away from the magazine's editorial offices since it lost its court battle.
I'm afraid to go there because I'm afraid they'll be asking for donations. So I've stayed away. It's not that close to my house.
Calvin Trillin admits it's a problem living down The Nation's reputation.
Somebody in Boston asked me what sort of magazine The Nation was. I said, Pinko. I suppose you'd have to say it's a Pinko magazine. And he said, well, surely you have more to say about it than that. And I said, well, it's a Pinko magazine printed on very cheap paper.
Calvin Trillin hails from Kansas City, an area of the country where The Nation does not attract many readers, and where The Nation is a source of embarrassment for Trillin's mother.
And my mother has told everybody it's a tennis magazine.
That's Calvin Trillin. The columns he has written for The Nation have been collected into a second volume called With All Disrespect, More Uncivil Liberties, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Calvin Trillin has spent more time than he should pondering the world around him, and what he concludes usually winds up in his column for The Nation magazine called Uncivil Liberties. Tickner and Fields has published a second collection of Trillin's columns in a book called With All Disrespect. For example, Calvin Trillin has studied the Forbes magazine listing of the 400 richest people in America and is concerned about the guy who just missed getting on the list.
I have a lot of compassion for the rich. A lot of people don't worry about them much, but I do. I see him as this guy who lives at the Carlisle and dates models and goes to these really expensive French restaurants with these fashion models who weigh maybe 78 pounds, probably 12 of it in cheekbones. Suddenly they come out with this list and he's not on it. He's humiliated. Can't go back to these restaurants. They'll give him a table near the kitchen, and the swinging door will blow the fashion model into the dessert tray.
Calvin Trillin is a man who likes value for his money. Back in college, he decided not to rent, but to buy a tuxedo after dividing the cost by the number of times he would wear it.
Now my tuxedo is down to something like 48 cents a wearing. To try to rent a tuxedo for 48 cents these days, you can't do it.
Calvin Trillin is from Kansas City, Missouri, and says that if the country were divided right, St. Louis would be in Illinois.
Regionalism is a big thing now, and I've always divided the country into two regions. Cities that had Major League Baseball before the Second World War, and cities that didn't.
Calvin Trillin is the author of such books as American Fried, Alice Let's Eat, and Floater. And if you want some laughs from a master of deadpan humor, read With All Disrespect by Calvin Trillin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Calvin Trillin usually stays out of controversy, even though he writes for The Nation, a magazine he describes as pink and an embarrassment to his mother in Kansas City. But Trillin couldn't help writing about the Jerzy Kosinski case. Kosinski is the Polish-born novelist who was the subject of what Trillin describes as a gushy front-page article published by the New York Times Sunday Magazine. The Village Voice later ran an article saying that Jerzy Kosinski was a fraud, that Kosinski hired editorial assistants to write his books for him. Here's Calvin Trillin.
The person who probably started the rumor that Jerzy Kosinski didn't write his own books was Jerzy Kosinski, which was because that way he could get paid for them without being blamed for them.
Calvin Trillin says he was struck by something else in the Times story about Kosinski.
This very article carried on the cover of the New York Times Magazine a picture of Kosinski without a shirt on in half of a polo playing costume. Apparently he's a member of the Polish polo team. And then I noticed on the inside cover of the New Yorker one day, an ad for Vanity Fair, John Irving, in his wrestling costume. And I realized there might be a trend of novelists posing without their shirts on, which I find alarming. I don't think Henry James ever did that, as far as we know. Hemingway might have. Then it occurred to me that pretty soon they'll be standing in line, and you'll see Norman Mailer in his boxing trunks and Philip Roth in his jockey shorts.
Calvin Trillin, whose humor is found in With All Disrespect, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.